The cinematic landscape is on the precipice of being engulfed by a wave of pink as Hollywood's sardonic interpretation of Barbie, a doll that once served as the epitome of feminist detestation, prepares to burst onto the silver screen amid an extensive marketing frenzy. An impasse between actors and writers could not staunch the momentum of this pop culture behemoth. The unveiling of Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as her chiseled companion, Ken, precipitated an effervescent social media uproar in hues of vibrant fuchsia. With the film slated for release across European cinemas from Wednesday and North American screens on Friday, anticipation is mounting as to how the indie darling, Greta Gerwig, has addressed a project so overtly tied to corporate product placement. A wave of perplexity washed over many upon learning that the revered feminist and creator of Little Women, Lady Bird, and Frances Ha chose to grapple with the enigma of a doll whose physique is often criticized for its unrealistic and unattainable proportions. The promotional trailer, however, revealed Gerwig's approach to be far from orthodox. Following a handful of idyllic days amidst the bubblegum world of Barbie's Californian cohorts, our protagonist swaps her towering stilettos for pragmatic Birkenstock sandals, departing the saccharine realm of Barbieland for an adventure in the real world. Gosling, depicting a blissfully sexist Ken with his chest bare under a fur coat, accompanies Barbie in her audacious departure, much to the dismay of Mattel. "If you hate Barbie, this movie is for you," the audacious trailer declares. "The movie is an absolute treasure trove," Robbie declared on the pink carpet of the London premiere. The Australian actress, also a producer of the film, promised an amalgamation of joy, humor, and intelligent commentary. "It's a whirlwind journey and a visual spectacle. I cannot think of another movie that parallels it." While Barbie has been accused of perpetuating a harmful beauty standard, others view her as a symbol of female empowerment, embodied through characters like astronaut Barbie and surgeon Barbie. Gerwig addressed the controversies surrounding Barbie by acknowledging their existence. "Barbie has been both a cultural pioneer and a laggard, a subject of discussion for 64 years, she commented. Simu Liu, the Chinese-born actor playing one of the Kens, applauded Gerwig for fearlessly addressing the criticisms of Barbie surrounding body image and diversity while maintaining a tone of hope and optimism. Issa Rae, famed for Awkward Black Girl and voicing one of the Barbies, found a nostalgic connection with the doll, stating that despite its negative associations, Barbie takes her back to her childhood memories. The next endeavor for Gerwig, known for her collaborations with Marriage Story director and partner Noah Baumbach, is to adapt another cultural giant, The Chronicles of Narnia, for Netflix. While the trailer paints Mattel as the quintessential antagonist, they are banking on this potential blockbuster to refurbish Barbie's image, lending her a semblance of girl power as she combats patriarchy. However, behind Barbie's dazzling optimism, Mattel's doll division's revenue has dipped by 9% over the past year. Faced with criticism over the lack of diversity, Barbie has been undergoing a substantial transformation since 2016, introducing 175 different models that mirror various skin tones, body types, including curvy, tall, and petite, as well as dolls with physical disabilities.